For WKMS News, I'm Taylor Inman. A congressional field hearing in Lexington Thursday included discussion on issues related to opioid recovery and transitional housing. As WEKU Stu Johnson reports, testimony on opioid use for pain management was also presented.
Testimony came from substance abuse recovery, housing, and medical research representatives. Among them, University of Kentucky Center on Drug and Alcohol Research Director Sharon Walsh. She said a slight reduction has come in the number of opioids prescribed nationally. But Walsh says a 3-day limit on pain medicine following a procedure may fall short of the overall intent.
What they're trying to do is limit the number of pills, but if someone can get past that regulation by giving it written for 3 days but give a lot more pills, then we're not actually accomplishing the goal.
Walsh believes too often the training for medical students on pain management is inadequate. She also says caregivers are seeing more people who are starting out with an illicit street opioid where the use is not tied to a previous medical procedure. I'm Stu Johnson in Lexington.